Creek Gun Range cordially invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms. The country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. This three-day event, October 12th, 13th, and 14th, at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. Hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessories available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Live entertainment Saturday, October 13th, is USA's premier patriotic rock and roll band, Poker Face. Call 502-922-4457 for more information. Again, that's www.machinegunshoot.com.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the new book, Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence in the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Only a few men attain the honor of having a national holiday named for them. In the United States, the only ones who rate that distinction are George Washington, Martin Luther King, Jesus Christ, and Christopher Columbus. In celebrating Columbus Day, let's discuss why he rates that special distinction. Christopher Columbus's voyage across the Atlantic Ocean and his discovery of America in 1492 was one of history's most important events. It opened up a new continent, it expanded Western civilization, and it led to lasting contacts between Europe and America. To few men in modern history does the world as we know it owe so great a debt as to Christopher Columbus. It is curious that some people try to debunk his importance and even his intelligence, spreading the ridiculous lie that when Columbus set sail from Spain, he didn't know the earth is round. Columbus certainly did not set sail believing he was going to drop off the edge of the earth into outer space. Every educated person of Columbus's time knew that the earth is round. The ancient Greeks knew it, and medieval Christian scholars knew it. In fact, Columbus was one of the greatest sailors in all history. Other experienced seamen might have been able to reach America by sailing west long enough, but it is unlikely that any others could have found their way back to Spain or could have returned to the same island on later voyages, which Columbus did. The myth that people of the 15th century believed that the earth was flat was popularized by 19th century atheists in order to use science in their war against religion. Again, it is ridiculous to use Columbus to fabricate a conflict between religion and science. Columbus was a deeply committed Christian. He said prayers several times a day. His own writings prove that he believed that God intended him to sail the Atlantic Ocean in order to spread Christianity.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. You can get all the facts and help refute all the misinformation about Christopher Columbus, a heroic man of prayer, courage, and faith. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for our free information packet on Columbus. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Headline news. Activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The counsel to get some food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening. Call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Introducing Idea Sticks. Idea Sticks are self-adhering, so you simply peel and stick to create the look of hand-painted tile on your kitchen backsplash. Bring new life to kitchen countertops. Accent and coordinate kitchen appliances and accessories. The possibilities are endless. And because Idea Sticks are steam and heat resistant, you can even use them in your bathroom. Idea Sticks are removable, reusable, and washable, and won't leave marks or a sticky mess, so you can change to a new design at any time. During this special TV offer, you can order your very own Idea Sticks. A, the floral bouquet. B, the dolphin porthole. Or C, the floral and fruit basket. For the amazing price of just $19.99. That's right, only $19.99. And that's not all. During this special TV offer, we'll even throw in a sheet of custom accents absolutely free.
To order your very own Idea Sticks, call 1-800-564-5812. That's 1-800-564-5812.
Alan.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show,
the man who asks, why is it that no matter what color bubble bath you use, the bubbles are always white?
Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I didn't know that bubbles are always white. I don't know that I've ever taken a bubble bath, but anyway, I am glad that you're along with this adventure in broadcasting. Talk show with the country flavor. See, out in the country, you know, we only bathe when it's warm because of creek water, but anyway, good to have you with us today, and good to have Ray Cuneo with us today. Ray, hi, good to have you as a guest again on the Commentary.
Hey, Derry, great to be here. It's always great to be a guest.
More people send me good stuff. I'll tell you, I have here a cartoon of Olive Oil. You remember Olive, and she's, you know, Popeye's girlfriend.
Right, right.
And she's standing there by his gravesite, and she's sobbing, and she's holding a little sick-looking little flower she's going to put on his grave. Here lies Popeye, the sailor man. He was strong to the finish until he ate the spinach.
Must have had E. coli on it.
Why, you know it did.
Well, did you see the news this morning? Everything has E. coli this morning.
Right. They even got some beef and carrot juice.
Oh, yeah. It's everything. You know, I mean, you're afraid to walk into the grocery store anymore. I guess we just have to start doing all the home growing again.
Well, and I have a long story today on this homegrown stuff. As to how, I don't have it down here with me because I knew you were going to be on the show, and we don't have time to talk too much other things when you're along. But now with Walmart getting involved in the organic's not going to mean anything anymore.
No.
And this one company, and I don't remember which company it was, is some company that sells organic dairy products. Now they have to get their powdered milk. Can you imagine organic milk being powdered?
Powdered
organic milk. I believe they said from New Zealand or someplace. Anyway, it's 9,000 miles they have to ship this stuff in order for it to be organic. So,
my goodness. I don't know what this world's coming of.
The old milkmaid with the Jersey cow that you... Can you remember when people actually had a milk cow? I'm talking about people in town. Have a milk cow and just tie her out in the back alley, and then they'd sell milk to the neighbors?
Well, I remember some along the edge of town had milk cows. I'm not sure what they did with the milk, but I certainly remember doing my share of milking before I went to first grade. I mean, I'd get out there in the morning. I had to milk at least one or two in the morning and three in the evening, what I always tickle about. You know, of course, we had to do the separating of the milk and the cream and everything like that. But I used to sit there milking this great big old Holstein cow, and once in a while she decided to step in the bucket. Of course, you know, we didn't throw that milk out. We just strained it out good.
Well, all you needed was what kind of a didn't even use a milk strainer. What kind of a rag did they put over that?
Oh, yeah, like a cloth rag. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
You got the flies out.
That's right. My grandfather wasn't going to throw it to the hogs, and he wasn't going to throw it out.
Well, yeah, that's the old story. You know, what do you mean feed the kids milk every day? We barely have enough for the pigs.
That's right. So,
anyway, it's good to have you again. As I mentioned, tell us what's a happening. You now have a national reputation as being the outspoken individual as far as animal identification is concerned. You've been around the world two or three times into a rope, goat roping and a horse cutting. And
well, I don't know. Probably by now USDA's after me someplace. But no, I've had, it's been quite a summer, Derry. I mean, spring and summer. When you look back, when I finally threw my hat into the ring on this thing, and of course, thanks to your program, had a lot of opportunities to travel out of state and talk to other people. But yeah, it's, I guess since I was last on your show, gosh, I know I've been up to the South Dakota Stock Growers, and we've had several meetings here in Missouri, and we continue to have meetings lined up here. You know, I'm just adding up this morning. I think here in Missouri to date, and this is going back since I would say May, we've probably had, I don't know, 10 or 12 public information meetings. Of course, I've been out of state up in Iowa with three, thanks to the good folks up there in eastern Iowa that set those up. One over in Illinois, of course, had a fabulous, fabulous time up there at the South Dakota Stock Growers Convention. Just what a great group of people, and thoroughly enjoyed ourselves and had just a good time up there. And
see, G.B. Oliver and I got them all tuned up for you.
Yeah, I heard how you guys got them all tuned up. Yeah, they're still talking about that. I said, well, I can't hold a candle to those two guys. But at any rate, we had just a great time and met all the board up there. And that was on September the 14th and 15th, and they invited my wife Carol, and I to stay over for the entire convention, which we did, and had some great food. And each meal or each presentation, you know, we set a different table, different folks. We got to meet just a whole bunch of great people there. And of course, you know, those guys up there, when they say they got an operation, I mean, my little old place down here, they can throw a rock across it. Those guys up there, they're used to, you know, they're talking to thousands of acres and thousands of heads of cattle. So, they got some fabulous operations up there, but we had, we talked, I was up there on the 14th of September and had made my presentation on the animal ID, that evening at dinner, the dinner meeting. And took some questions and comments, and then I guess the thing that really I was really focused on, in addition to trying to do a good job at my own presentation, was the next day when Dr. John Clifford, who is the chief veterinarian for USDA APHIS, he's the deputy administrator, he and a Dr. Holland, who is the, I guess, the state veterinarian for South Dakota, made their presentation. And I was real interested to see how that was going to go, and of course we were there for that. And
hang on, let's be there for that right after we're here for this.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartabite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
And we have returned. We are back. So is Ray Cuneo. Ray, you were talking about your South Dakota meeting with the cattle growers there.
Right.
And you were just ready to talk, discuss John Clifford and Dr. Holland, who are, I guess Holland is a state veterinarian.
Yeah,
but Clifford is the big dog as far as in the National ID Act is concerned.
Right. I was quite impressed that he came out there. I mean, the stock growers got him out there, and I was really interested to hear what he had to say. And Dr. Holland, they took about, between the two of them, about 2.5 hours, I believe, or 2 hours at least. That included questions and comments, which was a major portion of their presentation, but Dr. Holland started out first. I guess just to summarize what I heard him say was basically that, we got the brand laws here. We know that our producers are pretty happy talking about the cattle industry with that, and they feel like that can satisfy things, but we still got to go further to control or at least monitor this disease situation. But he understands how the producers feel there in South Dakota. However, having said that, we've taken some federal money, as the other states have, and I got to do my job there. So I guess, in my own opinion, I kind of gathered that he was walking the fence on the thing, knowing that he had a bunch of producers there that weren't too happy with the idea, at least in my opinion, of having a animal ID. But again, he got the federal money and was supposed to do something to promote it. Dr. Clifford didn't take a whole lot of time, I don't recall, in his presentation. It seemed to me like maybe 20 or 30 minutes, but most of his time, most of the rest of the meeting was taken up in the question-comment period. I guess what I heard Dr. Clifford come off with was basically this is a voluntary program, which we all know at this point it's voluntary. He kept emphasizing the fact that his main job is disease control as the chief veterinarian of this country, animal disease control. You got to have trace back to have a adequate system like that. We've got to have this 48-hour trace back, and that's the thing that, you know, we hear all the time, 48-hour trace back. I did hear an interesting question. addressed to Dr. Clifford. And I think Rick Van Way, one of the members there, had asked Dr. Clifford. He said, and I'm really drawing on my memory here, but he said, you know, I hear you talking about this 48-hour traceback. What does that mean to us as producers out here? What do we have to do to satisfy that? And I guess Rick was probably trying to, or was backing him in the corner a little bit because, you know, he said, Dr. Clifford kind of said, well, you know, we just got to have traceback. We got to know where it's at. Well, Rick kind of took him into the 24-hour situation. Well, does that mean we've got to have this information to you in 24 hours? Well, yes, we got it. We got to have it on a timely basis in order to have trace back in 48 hours. Well, what do we have to give to you in 24 hours so you can have 48-hour trace back? Well, that brought up the issue of the 14 events or movements. And,
okay, hang on. We're going to take another break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Knob Creek Gun Range cordially invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, right to keep and bear arms. The country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. This three-day event, October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. Hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessories available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Live entertainment Saturday, October 13th, is USA's premier patriotic rock and roll band, Poker Face. Call 502-922-4457 for more information. Again, that's www.machinegunshoot.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
And we have returned, visiting with Ray Cuneo, the voice for no animal identification system. Ray, you were talking about being in South Dakota, talking with Dr. John, or visiting with Dr. John Clifford and Dr. Holland there, the feds in the state. Veterinarians talking about the 24 hours, because if it's a 48-hour traceback, they're going to have to get the information to the feds in 24, so they can have 24 to get it back. And then you said there were some questions.
The next step then is, what information do you want from us in 24 hours, Dr. Clifford? What is it? Well, I think most of the folks, and a lot of the folks in the audience, knew that they were talking about the movements or events. Well, Dr. Clifford seemed rather caught off guard on that. He didn't have them in front of him, and as it turned out, we had to give him a copy of the 14 movements and events. Which
now, I've heard this story before. Explain that, because I think that's a hilarious.
Well, I mean, Rick Vanderwee was the one that was asking the questions, and when he got to the point, said, well, doctor, he said, you know, what is it? What are we going to have to report? Are these events or movements, and how many of them are there? And I think Dr. Clifford misunderstood or didn't want to address it because he said, well, your name and address and stuff. And he said, no. What's this a movement and event thing? So he didn't, Dr. Clifford didn't have a copy of that. So his assistant was scrambling around, or I guess assistant to Dr. Holland was scrambling around or trying to find a copy of it. And was going back to the back of the room to find it. Well, I just happened to have it right in front of me, and I just got up and walked to the podium and handed it to him. Didn't say anything to him, just handed it to him, and he took them and started reading all 14 events. And he did. He read them all off, and, of course, they were pretty self-explanatory. He didn't deny that this is what you're going to have to report. He just said, well, you know, some of them may be more relevant than others, depending on how you're commingling and so on and so forth. But I thought, Derry, again, this brings home the point, and I have seen this time again with USDA and the people that are promoting this. They want to say we want trace back, and they want to say we want 48-hour trace back, but they don't want to tell you how often you're going to have to do this and what you're going to have to do. In other words, you're going to have to do this in 24 hours to get 48 hours, and they certainly don't like to dwell or talk about the events or the movements. And so at any rate, that was kind of like a highlight of the question and answer period.
But he acted like he didn't even know what they were.
No, he didn't. I mean, he looked at that. I watched him, and maybe I was just seeing what I wanted to see. But, I mean, it was kind of like, well, what am I looking at here? And he started reading it, and you would have thought, being the chief veterinarian and working on this with his whole staff for 2 years, he ought to have those things committed to memory. But at any rate, he didn't. Maybe not. There's a lot of stuff there, but... So, at any rate, towards the end of the question and comment period, I took the opportunity. I didn't want to take time away from the folks that were asking questions at the meeting because it was their meeting, and they had every right to ask questions of Dr. Clifford and Holland. But I did, towards the end of the question and comment period, I asked Dr. Clifford. I got up and I introduced myself and told him I was Ray Cuneo from Missouri, and he said, yeah. And I said, well, you may or may not know I'm an outspoken opponent to the NAIS system, but I said, I need your help in clarifying something. I said, myself and others that have been speaking out on this have been getting a lot of criticism from government folks, as well, meaning state and federal, as well as industry that is backing this and corporations that are backing this. And I said, the criticism we're getting is that we're not speaking from accurate documents, that it's off-the-table documents, it's misinformation, it's stuff that's off the table, it's obsolete. And I said, what we're specifically talking from are these 05 documents, and I read off what they were, the draft strategies, standards, and technical supplement, plus the, you know, I said, and then we, of course, we also referenced the 06 documents. And I said, clarify for me. Are these documents that we're talking about, and I just named them here, are they or are they not accurate? Are they or are they not off on the table? And he paused for a moment. He said, well, he said, we're looking at making some revisions. And I said, you mean to the 05 documents? He said, well, yeah, the 05 documents. We're looking at making some revisions. Well, I said, are they on the table as of today, September 15th? Are they off the table? He said, nothing is off the table. I said, so we're speaking from accurate materials here that are still applicable. They're not obsolete. They're not relegated to history or anything like that. He said, no. He said, everything's on the table. We are looking at making some revisions. Now, Derry, one thing I really noticed when Dr. Clifford kind of got in a corner on a difficult question, he kept saying that, look, this is a voluntary system. It's voluntary. As far as I'm concerned, it's going to remain voluntary. And Secretary Johans in Kansas City at the National Animal ID Expo made it perfectly clear, as long as he, meaning Secretary Johans, is in his capacity, it will remain voluntary. Well, you know, I got to thinking about that afterwards. There's going to be a change of administration. In all probability, Secretary Johans is not going to be around after, what, November... 08.
Two more years.
So, I mean, this whole thing becomes, it's all got to be in place and mandatory, if you will, or required full implementation by January 09. So I guess you could say, well, yeah, that's an accurate statement. He won't be around. As long as he's in there, it will be voluntary, unless he decides to make it otherwise. But as it stands right now in the language, nothing requires to be mandated or fully operational until January 09.
Okay, let's take another break. We'll be back.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Bill Fleshman will be holding a special cow-calf pair bred heifer sale this coming Saturday, October the 14th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Now, Wendell's expecting 800 head, including a one-owner string of 175 fancy cows bred to black bulls consigned by Timberline Farms. Hills Brothers have consigned 135 head of black and black baldy, 3 to 7 year olds, to start calving in February. Doug Snyder will be in with 35 head. Now, these are second-calf heifers bred to black bulls. They'll be calving in February. And Williams Farms is selling a 40-head string of cow-calf pairs, and the calves have had all their shots. Steve Foster is selling some good young cows bred to black bulls. Other early consigners include Dudley Sims and Patterson Farms. Now, there are several good young Angus breeding bulls that'll be sold at the special cow-calf sale coming up this Saturday. That's October the 14th, this Saturday at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
Precious metals closed higher Friday despite weaker oil prices and a higher dollar. U.S. financial markets fell after disappointing U.S. payroll growth data. Gold closed in New York up a dollar to $572.20 an ounce. Silver added 11 cents to $11.08. Despite a brutal three-day sell-off this week, gold remains up 21% year-over-year and 10% year-to-date. Silver closed up 3.8% on the week. More at SwissAmerica.com. And now this. For years, Swiss America has offered solid reasons for owning gold, like safety, privacy, and proven profit potential. But right now, I want you to call Swiss America at 800-289-2646. That spells 800-BUYCOIN to get your assets out of the line of fire by converting some cash into gold. Swiss America will rush out a newsletter and Rule of Gold CD free of charge. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN.
Attention deer hunters, GRG Lodge in Northeast Missouri welcomes you to the state's top deer hunting region with nearly 600 acres of trophy buck habitat. Northeast Missouri has long been noted as the state's top big buck producer, and GRG Lodge welcomes you for an all-inclusive private hunt with limited openings for all seasons and methods. Bow hunters, rifle hunters, black powder hunters, even fall and spring turkey hunts. GRG Lodge only offers a limited number of whitetail deer hunts each year, and the time to call is now. GRG Lodge does all the scouting and necessary groundwork. Bring your gear and you're ready to hunt. This hunt is all-inclusive. That means lodging, partial transportation, food and beverages, all-terrain vehicles, deer stands, and detailed maps are provided. State hunting licenses and tags are not included. Call Greg at GRG Lodge, 314-966-1293. That's 314-966-1293.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show,
the man who's learned it's not what you wear, it's how you take it off,
Jerry Brownfield.
And we're back. We're visiting today with Ray Cuneo. Ray, you know, I hadn't thought about that because I'd heard the same comment, and you're 100% right. Johannes, who is now Secretary of Agriculture, says, well, it's going to be voluntary as long as he's Secretary. Well, he won't be Secretary in 2009, and that's when this goes into effect.
Everything's got to be in place by 2009, USDA. I mean, you just heard me say that Dr. Clifford says everything's on the table, nothing has changed. So, I mean, we're still using the target date of everything being in place and to use that M word, mandatory, by January 09. Now, you know, it was important that I hear that from Dr. Clifford. I really wanted to make a point of asking that. However, on September the 8th, I had a long, this year, I had a long conversation with Dr. Weimers. Now, Dr. Weimers is also on the staff of USDA APHIS NICS. And I asked him straight out, you know, if in fact these 05 documents, which many of your listeners heard us refer to and many of them have, if they were still applicable. He basically said the same thing as Dr. Clifford. Well, everything is on the table. We haven't changed anything. He said, however, and both he and Dr. Clifford said, well, you know, they are a draft. Huh? And, of course, I said, I recognize their drafts. However, I said, you know, I took time to read, to look up in Webster what draft meant. And I said, draft, according to Webster, means a delineating or representing tentative sketch or outline. Well, I mean, after all, and the point I made to Dr. Clifford and Dr. Weimers was, look, you guys admit in your own documents that you, USDA and the states, and the NIAA, National Institute of Animal Agriculture, spent 2 years putting this stuff together. So I said, are you saying, you know, obviously it was hard for me to believe that you were just going to scrap everything and take everything off the table. And they said, well, that's exactly right. We spent a lot of time. That's why we can't take all this off the table. Now, that leads into the next point, though, Derry. What I heard Dr. Clifford say was that, you know, I mentioned earlier, he said, well, we're looking at some revisions. Now, there has been rumors circulating around for a couple of months, I believe all the way back to June maybe, about USDA looking at coming out with some kind of new document in this regard. Not to say they were going to scrap everything or not. They were just going to come out with something new. And then I think Doreen Hannes up at Kansas City Expo picked up from Dr. Weimers or somebody up there that, in fact, USDA was working on something. They would be forthcoming with some new documents on NAIS. Now, we haven't seen anything to date. However, just a week ago, I was talking to some folks in Washington, D.C., who was supposedly talking to somebody at USDA. And USDA at that time said, we're close to coming out with a new 90-page document. Now, whether it's going to replace totally all the documents that we have that we've been using, I don't know, or it's going to draw on part of them, nobody has any idea. So we're waiting to see if and when USDA comes out. But I want everybody to understand, if you're reading the documents, the 05 documents and the current 06 documents, you are working with up-to-date material at least as of September 15th, and we haven't seen anything from USDA to change that.
Why would they come out and say that we, you and I, and those of us that are opposed to this animal ID, are putting out misleading information when all we're doing is quoting what they say? And then they say, yeah, that's what it says. How can they accuse us of being wrong?
Well, I don't know. I guess they as far as USDA and the states, they may be saying that we're misinterpreting. I think that's where they're coming from, not saying that their documents are off the table. But where I've gotten the comments about being off the table has been coming from some of the agricultural organizations. Now, they supposedly got their information from the USDA. So whether it's USDA, the states, or the corporations, my opinion is they're between a rock and a hard place. They did not anticipate that people were going to pick up and start reading this and analyzing this stuff and talking in informational meetings and on radio programs about this. They thought this was going to go down with a slam dunk. And now they've been caught between a rock and a hard place, and their only defense is, well, that's not, it's inaccurate or it's off the table or whatever. So I think it's just an act of, say, desperation.
Okay.
Now, having said that, though, we got a long ways to go, and we continue to have a lot of information meetings, and it is amazing how, I guess you would say, the word is spreading around to the average folks out in the heatherlands and all around the country, and there's more and more people all the time. I'm sure you're getting calls. I get calls constantly about wanting to have more meetings. I know the other folks here in Missouri that I work with, Russell Wood, Doreen Hannes, Bob Parker, they're always getting calls for more meetings, and which is what. And we build these things. We like to build them as information meetings because we continually invite the other side, be it any of the agricultural livestock groups that are on the fence or supporting this? Are USDA, are USDA at the federal level, are USDA at the state level, are any of the state ag people? So we always invite the other side out, as well as the politicians and the media.
Now, you have several meetings. In fact, I was to go up to Lamona, Iowa in November. Got
right.
a call this morning that you changed that for me.
I messed you up on that. I apologize. I would love to have went with you on the 10th of November, but I couldn't. So I said the only time I can go up there is the 5th of December.
See, I didn't even know you were going to come along. That makes my life much simpler.
Well, you're the star. I'm just going along as backup to talk about NAIS.
I ain't no star.
Well, at any rate, we're going up there, I guess, on the 5th, or we're planning on it. I guess we got to put it all together yet, but that's what we're looking at 5th of December. But we do have some other meetings coming up here. In fact, we got two coming up this week. Right here in Missouri, we've got Mountain Grove in Mountain Grove, Missouri, at the Community Center on First Street, and that's tomorrow night, October the 10th at 7 p.m. That's Mountain Grove, Missouri. This Thursday, October the 12th in Lynn, Missouri, at the Community Center on Highway 50 East at 7 p.m. And then next week, we've got October the 19th, I believe that's on a Thursday. Yeah, Thursday, Farmington Livestock Auction Barn on Highway 67 at 7 p.m. So, and you know, Derry, we've really been drawing some really good crowds. We've been getting probably close to 350 people at these. We had one at, the week before last at St. James, at the Rolla Horse Auction in St. James, Missouri. And I'm sure we had 350 people there at least. And so, I mean, this is there's more and more people growing out here in terms of their interest in what this involves. And I think a lot of people, you know, thought it was just the cattle industry, but are now realizing it's a lot broader than that. And so it's going to be it's an issue, as I tell everybody. It's not going to go away, unfortunately, overnight. It's going to be an ongoing battle. And, I get a lot of people saying, well, when are we going to vote on this?
Yeah, when do we vote?
When do we vote on this? And I said, well, unfortunately, it's not going to be that easy. I wish it could be over that quick and we could get it behind us. But it's not an issue that we're going to vote on. This has been put into place through the administrative, through the executive branch of government, through regulatory agency law. And, unless the executive branch of government totally withdraws it, which I don't anticipate because there's so much time and money been invested on their part, and certainly we know there's a lot of push from special interest and big agriculture pushing this thing. So the way I see this, our only hopes is that we're going to, and who knows what's going to happen in this election and who's going to be in office next year. But regardless of who it is, at the federal level or the state level, we have got to keep pushing, in my opinion, for federal legislation to rid ourselves of this thing. And I didn't say kill it, because I'm not sure we can kill it totally, but we have at least got to try to get some protection against it. And, of course, our last firewall and last line of defense is going to be in our own respective states. And it doesn't make any difference which state you're in. You have a legislature, and USDA and their draft documents make it perfectly clear that the states must get enabling legislation to enact the federal NAIS.
You know, we used to talk about our legislatures as being lawgivers, but most of the laws that we are having to put up with today, the ones that are really taking our freedoms from us, never saw Congress at all, or Congress never saw them. They come from bureaucratic regulations.
Absolutely.
Like the Department of Conservation, places like that. They come from executive orders where a president just decides that's the way it is, or some court judge says, hey, you know, we're going to have to do it the way I say we do it, and it's not even according to any kind of a law. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Knob Creek Gun Range cordially invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms. The country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. This 3-day event, October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. Hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessories available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Live entertainment Saturday, October 13th, is USA's premier patriotic rock and roll band, Poker Face. Call 502-922-4457 for more information. Again, that's www.machinegunshoot.com.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
And we have returned. Let's go to the telephones.
Hey, Derry.
Yeah, go ahead, Ray.
Derry, I'd like to correct myself here. I think I made a mistake, and this is easy for me to do. I get my mountains all mixed up here. October the 10th, we've got this meeting coming up. That's tomorrow night, and it's in Mountain View, not Mountain Grove. Mountain View, Missouri. Mountain View. Okay, folks?
Okay, and that is tomorrow, is it?
Tomorrow, no. October the 10th, right at the community center at 7 p.m.
Okay. You get on the wrong mountain?
Get on the wrong mountain. We'll have everybody in the wrong place.
On the top of Old Smoky. Hey, let's go to Kenny in Nebraska. Hi, Kenny.
Hi, Derry. I was going to ask Ray if he checked out that Locating 48 that's been advertised on TV. And also, Ray, did you get a hold of the guys in Nebraska? And are we going to hold meetings in Nebraska?
Kenny, how you doing? Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I had a talk with Chris Abbott a couple of weeks ago. And in fact, I was going to call him last night or this morning and find out how he's progressing. He said that he was... I'm tentatively scheduled to come to Nebraska a week beginning the October the 30th for a few days, and he was working on getting several meetings lined up, so hopefully do that. What was your other part of the question?
That Locating 48 has been advertising that on TV.
Yeah, that Locate 48, that means, that's the Nebraska. Dr. John Weimers told me that was Nebraska's promo on the premise registration. There was a big sign here in Nebraska City when I went up to South Dakota that said when you cross the river, Locating 48, protect your livelihood, register your farm or something like that. Locating 48 means that they want to be able to locate your animals in 48 hours. That's what that means, but it is, that slogan is relative to Nebraska. I thought maybe it was the whole country, but it's at least relevant to Nebraska.
Who's funding that?
Well, I guess the state of Nebraska, the funding is coming from the federal government, as it is in all of these states for the promo of the registration. I mean, they're doing that here in the state of Missouri, and so I assume that the state, and this is my assumption, but it ought to be easy enough to check out, just call the state agricultural department there and say, where's the funds coming from to do that promo? They're, here in Missouri, the state of Missouri Department of Agriculture, Dr. Goff is using federal funds, and he makes no bones about the fact that they're using federal funds to promote it. That's what it's for.
They got $400,000 in one check, and it's supposed to be like $500,000
right.
The next time.
Right.
So Nebraska probably got as much money or more, maybe.
Well, and I think South Dakota probably. I'm recalling back from the South Dakota meeting, I believe Dr. Holland said something about two payments and, something like $500,000 each, roughly.
Sounds to me like, Derry, that they're not getting enough people signing up, so they're pushing this Locating 48 like it puts fear in your mind about keeping your animals safe, you know?
Well, what it amounts to, and I hope we have a lot of people out there that are not in agriculture, don't own an animal. Hey, this is your tax money at work. If every state's getting right at $1 million, there's $48 million going out to promote something that we don't even need. Let's take a break. Thanks for the call, Kenny. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Every now and then, there comes along something so different and unusual that it makes you kind of tilt your head and say, Well, that happens every month all across the country after folks read their monthly edition of Derry Brownfield's Common Sense Chronicle. Each month, Derry tells it as he sees it and reports the real news and how it's affecting the American way of life. The Common Sense Chronicle is packed with guest articles and regular features, plus a handy chart that tracks the topics of Derry's daily one-hour radio show and ordering information. A yearly subscription of the Common Sense Chronicle is just $24.95. Send check, cash, or money order to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. You can take the Chronicle for a test drive and ask for a complimentary issue at no cost. Then to order, just send $24.95, check, cash, or money order to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Have you ever seen a soldier give ammunition to the enemy? Well, that's exactly what happens every time a kind-hearted landowner deeds their property over to the Nature Conservancy, the Sierra Club, the Conservation Department. They may think that they're doing something that is going to be good for future generations, but instead, it is so burdened with government restrictions, it's of no useful interest to anyone. So, do you know that there's a property rights organization that actually fights to protect your property rights as outlined in the Constitution? And did you know that you can gift that land or property to an organization that will actually keep it out of government hands? I'm speaking, of course, about the Paragon Foundation. They support individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and protecting your property rights. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org. Ray, we're in the home stretch. I was just informed, I mentioned a moment ago, and I said, you know, I hope there's a lot of people listening today that don't own one animal and this doesn't affect in any way, because they can see that their tax money, if every state gets $1 million, that's $48 million. And Jeff informed me that did you know there's 50 states here in this country now?
I halfway thought that. I wasn't quite sure. I guess that shows their age, huh?
I was going to say, when I was in grade school, I took geography. I know there's 48 states.
That's right. That's exactly right. Derry, I want to make one point for everybody out there on, you know, when we first started this fight on NAIS, we talked about there's a lot of voluntary, what they call QSA or PVP, Quality System Assurance, and then process verification programs. In other words, you can get your animals involved in a feeding program and a vaccination program and a whole history program, and supposedly be able to use that to gain a premium in your marketing and so on. We just found out here in the last few weeks that, and I had a conversation with Dr. Stephen Goff, who's in charge of animal ID premise registration here, or premise registration in Missouri, not ID, that when you get in certain programs, these quality assurance programs that are validated by the state of Missouri Department of Agriculture, and you are assigned a premise number, and most people, they have no idea what they're getting into in terms of when they're assigned that number. In other words, that number is in fact, and Dr. Stephen Goff told me that, is in fact a national animal ID premise registration number. In other words, it would be applicable for the NAIS program.
Really?
So I think a lot of people have been duped into that. Then we found out, well, there's people that want to get out of it after they learn that. Well, the other thing is, Dr. Stephen Goff told me, well, you can get put on an inactive list, but you can't get out of it.
Once they have your... See, that's the same way with Social Security and your driver's license.
Right.
At least in our state, you can tell the people at the driver's license bureau, well, I don't want my Social Security number out. They'll give you another number.
Right.
Well, then ask them, say, well, I want my Social Security number out of your data bank. No, it's not going to happen.
So that's right. And so my point to everybody out there that's in these voluntary programs for animal health, for marketing purposes, hey, more power to you. I mean, it is a voluntary program. However, you got to understand, you got to be careful, and not all programs require this this identification premise registration. So all I say to you folks out here, just be careful. Be sure you understand what you're getting involved in and how the government and what role they're playing in this and when you sign up. And I'm talking about the voluntary QSA program.
Yeah, Ray, we have just almost exactly a minute left. Where do you think this thing is going? Is there any chance that the government is going to back off? What if the livestock producers, and I've heard this, I've heard a lot of people say, here's what they're going to do. They want to control the cattle industry. They've
right.
got the poultry. They have the hogs. They don't have the beef cattle. They're going to control the cattle industry. And in order to get this thing passed, they're going to say, well, we're going to eliminate the horses and the zebus and all that kind of stuff. And we're just going to leave it on the cattle. Is
well,
that a possibility?
You know, that could happen. What we got to do is just keep fighting. Everybody needs to just, this is not going to go away overnight. It's going to be a long, drawn-out battle. We just need to keep pitching. And we need to keep pushing this protection at the federal level and at the state level, particularly at the federal level, to cut off funding for this. And the other thing is more and more this definition of what voluntary is, because, you know, even though the federal government said, okay, you got a strictly voluntary program forever out here, they can still backdoor you through the Commerce Clause. In other words, they can say, yeah, you got a voluntary program here, but you can't ship cattle or any livestock interstate commerce without a federal ID number, individual animal ID number, group ID number, or premise number.
Okay, and we have used up the entire hour. We'll just go happy trails.
Happy trails to until we meet again, happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.